Hi, welcome to M-Phone Customer Services. How can I help?
Yes, hello. This is Peter Loft here up in Brisbane. Got a problem. Our internet is not working. We've had a recent storm in the last couple of days, multiple lightning strikes. I've got a friend of mine across the road who's an IT specialist. He's come over and we've tried to reboot our internet system, and it's not rebooting correctly. We've tried it four or five times, turned it off, unplugged it, blah, blah, blah. And he said, and then he eventually came over about 10 minutes ago and did it himself. And he goes, sorry, it looks like your NTD has been fried by the lightning strike. You need to contact your service provider and get them to come out and provide us with a new one.
All right. Can you please help me out with your customer ID, please?
Customer ID.
You'll get it on your bill.
I don't have it on with me at the moment. Is there any way?
Mobile number, which is red.
At the moment, yeah, 0408.
0408.
063.
063.
300, Peter Loft.
Perfect. Okay, so it's Peter Loft Constructions. So that is the business name that shows up here.
Yeah, it
and
shouldn't.
The address is number 22, Meriwether Street, Corinda.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, let me check the connection, sir. Give me two minutes. What your friend just told you, it might have happened. Okay, I'll have to check, and I'll... Are you
because
nearby to the modem?
I can go down, yeah, because we've checked in the street, and there's only one other person is experiencing problems as well. Everybody else is working fine. So just hang on a sec. I'll go downstairs.
Okay. Give me a moment. Let me go ahead and check the answer. It might happen due to thunderstorms, sometimes due to thunderstorms or lightnings, the internet connections get disrupted.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm down at the modem now.
Yep. Can you please check
the
lights? Can you please check the lights on the modem, please?
Yeah, so the power button is on. The power button is on. The power button's on and solid. Downstream button is on and solid. Upstream is green and blinking. And online's not blinking at all. And that's all it gets to. We've tried it four or five times now, and that's all it gets to is when it gets to the upstream, it just blinks and blinks constantly, and that's it. So we don't have the four solid lights that we normally do.
Let me check. Give me a moment, please. Can you please check the lights on the HFC box?
On the Telstra
box? On the Telstra box.
Yeah, the Telstra box is a solid blue light.
Okay, are the other lights turning on?
On the modem?
On the NBN box.
Yeah, so we've got same lights. The power button is solid. Upstream light, green and solid. Downstream button green and solid, upstream button. Light is green and blinking, and that's the same as it's been for the last day or so since the storm.
Okay, so the online light is not coming up on the NBN box.
No, it's not coming on at all. And the upstream is just blinking green, and that's as far as it goes. Normally they blink, and then they go solid. It's just blinking.
Can you please turn off the NBN box once, cut off the power supply, and turn it back on?
Yep. Yeah, I've turned it off. You want me to turn it back on?
Yes.
Yep. Turn it back on. Okay, we've got one solid power green light on.
Let it gradually, we'll see that the other light coming up.
Okay, so we've got three blinking lights underneath it, three green blinking lights.
Mm-hmm. So the upstream and the downstream lights came up?
Yeah, all of them. So downstream, upstream, and online are all blinking green.
Okay, now check your modem, sir.
Yeah, they're still blinking green.
Check the lights on the modem.
Okay, so now the lights, so downstream is green solid, upstream green and blinking, and that's all it does. It won't turn solid.
No. If you can please check the lights on the modem, not the NBN box, please.
Yeah, the light on the modem is solid blue.
Okay, the lights on the modem will come up as power, WAN, internet, and two Wi-Fi lights will be there.
No, we don't have that. We've only got power, downstream, upstream, and online. There's no WAN or anything.
No, that is the, it should.
Is that the modem or the?
The NBN box, will have the lights, like power, upstream, downstream, and online. Now, I'm talking about the modem that you have got from us.
All right, the Telstra modem?
Yeah. You're supposed to get power, WAN, internet, and two Wi-Fi lights.
Okay, so I had the online is green, WAN /DSL green and solid, mobile mode green and solid, mobile signal orange, solid, and phone, orange, and solid.
On the Wi-Fi modem, sir, which brand is it, sir? Is it TP-Link, Netcom?
It is an NBN. It's a ARRIS, ARRIS, CM8200.
Okay, turn the Wi-Fi modem off. Cut off the power supply for the Wi-Fi modem and turn it back on once.
Okay.
Nothing yet.
Okay, now let the light come up, sir. When you check the lights on the Wi-Fi modem.
Okay, there's an orange light at the front of the Telstra modem. Router, I mean, the Telstra router. And the modem's still blinking the same. Power downstream and blinking upstream.
Sorry?
Okay, on the router, the Telstra router, we have a green solid on WAN.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you see the WAN light coming up?
The WAN light? Yeah, the WAN light is green and solid.
Now, do you see that there will be two Wi-Fi lights just next to WAN?
Nothing else is on. We've just got a red mobile signal.
Okay, just before the WAN light, do you see the...
Before the WAN light, it says online, there's no light on online.
Okay.
Below it is mobile mode, no light there. And the bottom one is phone, oh, here we go. So now we have three green solid lights. Green on solid online, green solid WAN, green solid mobile mode, and then mobile signal red and phone orange.
Okay, give me a moment, sir. There seems to be a fault. Can I place your call on hold for 2 minutes, please?
Sorry?
Can I place your call on hold for 2 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Bear with me 2 minutes, I'll be right back. you for holding the line, sir.
That's all right.
Okay. Now, just check one more time. So, before I read the ticket for you.
Yeah.
So, on the main box, you're supposed to get the power light downstream, upstream, and on line light. So, there, the power light is coming up, the downstream is coming up, the upstream is coming up, and the online light is not coming up on the NBN box. Is that correct?
Yeah, not quite. So, the power light is green and solid. The downstream light, green and solid. Upstream light is green and blinking. And the online light isn't coming on at all.
Okay, that is the current status of your connection. And on the modem, obviously, if the online light is not coming up, then...
No. But on the router, on the Telstra router, online is green and solid. WAN is green and solid. Mobile mode, green and solid. Mobile signal, orange and solid. And phone is orange and solid.
Okay. You see, behind the NBN box, there is a cable that connects to your modem. Can you please reconnect that particular cable? Do not touch any other cable. Just check the cable.
So that's the coax cable coming from outside on the telephone line? The main cable coming in, the coax cable?
No, not the main cable, sir. This, if you check, just give me a moment. Do you find any cable that connects from the back of the NBN box to the modem?
Like an Ethernet cable, like a blue Ethernet cable.
Yeah, that's the blue cable, the Ethernet cable. Can you please unplug the Ethernet cable and plug it back again on the same slot?
Yeah. So unplug it from the modem.
Mm-hmm. And plug it back.
Yeah.
And do the same for the NBN box as well.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. Yep, done.
Do you find any improvement in your services?
No. Nothing's happened except when I've plugged it out, the mobile signal, instead of being solid and orange, is solid and red. On the NBN box, nothing's changed. Power's still solid, downstream's still solid. Upstream still green and blinking. Nothing's changed.
The online light isn't coming up, right?
No. The online lights are on and solid. No, the online light is not even coming up. It's not even, you can't even see it.
Okay.
So we're definitely not online.
Okay, this is what I needed to confirm from you, sir. So I'm raising a ticket for you.
Okay.
As you said that you have a friend who visited the property and said that the entity...
It's called an ARIS, ARRIS, for Sam. The model number. A-R-R-I-S.
Do you see anywhere on the back of the... do you see anywhere on the back of the NBN box? Is there any NTD type mentioned, like D3.0 or D3.1?
No. No, there's nothing on it. It's only got on the front ARIS, and then there's a code, like a number, a model number underneath, and it's C for cat, M for Mary, 8200. So CM8200.
So on the NBN box, the link light, you don't have any link light.
I don't have any what light?
So you just have the power downstream, upstream,
yep,
online. These are the only four lights you have.
The only, yeah. So the four lights I have are power, downstream, upstream, and online. And at the moment, well, power is green and solid, downstream green and solid, upstream green and blinking, and no online light at all.
Okay, no problem, sir. I'll just check. I'm raising our tickets for you. So
yep,
it will be looked into, Mr. Loft. So just give me one quick moment. On which date did the thunderstorm happen?
Sorry?
On which date did the thunderstorm happen?
Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
It was 26th.
That's right. Yeah, my IT guy said that these NBN boxes are extremely sensitive to lightning strikes or any electromagnetic interference or pulses, and he said it happens all the time, apparently.
Okay.
And he worked.
It might also be, sir, your friend was actually correct. It might be that, like he mentioned, that it fried up, so it might have fried up due to the lightning strike.
Yeah, yeah.
That might have happened, okay?
Yeah.
From our end, we can only test the connection, but for physical inspection, we will have to appoint the NBN technician to visit the premises and check what is exactly the case.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And will he just, if it is fried, he'll just put a new one in, yeah?
Yeah, you will check the connection. So, I also think that it might have got affected due to the thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I will just. Okay, this is your ticket number, sir, which is 584240.
Hang on, I've got to find something to write on. Hang on.
It's not required. You don't have to write it down. Nobody's going to ask you for the ticket number. I raised the ticket just to inform you that your ticket has been raised.
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay. So it's all done for the time being. All you have to do is just wait. Okay.
Yeah. And will you, someone will send me a SMS or an email, and tell us when they're coming around.
I'll let you know. First, the NBN team is going to test your connection from their end, okay?
Yep.
If they're able to fix it remotely, they will do it.
Yeah.
Okay. If they're not able to fix it remotely, then
yeah.
they might appoint a technician to visit yep. the site and check.
No problem.
Okay. So
okay.
it's just a matter of time. You just need to wait. Give us a little time so that we can check the connection and provide you with a solution for it.
Yeah, terrific.
Okay. So in case, by the end of the day, we will be able to appoint a technician if required. And if by tomorrow morning, if you see there is improvement in if you don't find any improvement in your services tomorrow, give us a call
yeah.
back. We will be there to assist.
So no, yeah. If there's no improvement by tomorrow, I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, you can give us a call back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it generally takes 24 to 48 hours for the faults to be sorted out. Because if it was something from our end, sir, we could have easily sorted this out for you. But it seems to be a problem, it seems to be a hardware issue, which has happened from the NBN center. So
yeah.
we cannot do anything on it, but we can obviously appoint a technician to get it sorted
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
That's the best we can do.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you very
okay.
much, Mr. Loft. So you take good care of yourself and have a nice day.
No worries. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. In 48 hours, it's still not working, it's still on
right, okay.